you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You call in about anything's the point of the show. Otherwise, we bring up things interesting to us. Now, Wayne, you are saying that there's some business, it's a business website out there that's predicting doom and gloom for September of this year. Is that right?
Economically, yes. Many predict that the U.S. could face financial collapse in September.
Well, why?
Well, there's been...
Why September? Why and why September?
Well, the last few years, in 2008 in October, we had a meltdown, which they kind of led us to believe we needed to bail out all these companies for. Then the year before, in September or October, around that time frame also, it seems like the fall is the time when the chickens seem to come home to roost because of people coming back from the holidays and summer vacation. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason the markets aren't working, or they're able to push it off until the end of the summer. Who knows? But according to the International Forecaster, for example, they revealed recently that the U.S. State Department had advised embassies worldwide to stock up on a year's worth of local currency in anticipation of a collapse of the U.S. dollar. So that's pretty significant. So they're saying look for a temporary banking shutdown time for around September 2009. Let's see. There's another one here from MarketWatch. Some U.S. embassies worldwide are being advised to purchase massive amounts of local currencies, enough to last them a year. Some embassies are being sent enormous amounts of U.S. cash to purchase currencies from those governments quietly, but not the pound sterling, of course. Let's see.
Wow.
There's
so that's it. Could be a little telltale sign, I guess. What's
yes.
the answer? Buy your silver now while you still can?
Always that answer.
I would think so. I would definitely think so. There's also some rumors about Japanese executives being told to get out of the U.S. by September.
By their companies, you mean?
Yes, by their companies. Exactly.
Well, I guess that's to assume that these companies somehow know that this collapse is going to occur. I mean, maybe they see some indicators, but I don't know.
It's something to watch. I know that there's also a group that I follow. They call them the WebBot Project. And they've developed software over the years to basically they gather data from chat rooms and such, and they try to find changes in linguistics to predict the futures 3 months, 6 months, a year out. And they call it the ALTA report. ALTA stands for Asymmetric Language Trend Analysis. And they can usually tell when there's a shift in the linguistics that there's something about to happen. And they've been very accurate over the years in predicting even to the day sometimes that something was going to go down.
All right, Wayne, you've got me all scared now. What are we supposed to do about this? I mean, if what you're saying is that the economic collapse is happening in September, and I don't know if that's true. It's just somebody predicting it based on whatever. But there's certainly not a good thing, and there's nothing good happening with the U.S. dollar. I mean, let's talk about things we know for a fact, and we know for a fact that the United States currency has no value behind it. It's just another government fiat currency that means that they just basically wave a magic wand and say, you must use this to all of the people out there in this country.
In the world, too.
It's called legal tender, and that only really applies within the United States jurisdiction.
It's not really an issue of getting people to accept dollars. I don't know about you, but I'll accept as many as anyone wants to give me. The problem with the legal tender law is that you can't compete against it. That's the real difficulty. Now, legal tender law would come into be a difficult thing when, say, in Zimbabwe, that their legal tender, they're destroying by printing way too much, but that still the issue is you can't compete against it. Legal tender laws are, it's not that people are forced to take them that's the biggest problem, because they're not generally fiat currency. Fiat currency means that it's not backed by anything. The problem is that you can't accept anything else.
Yes, I absolutely understand that. And where I was going generally was just to kind of talk about the dollar for listeners that may not be aware of this. I understand this is really basic stuff, but we can talk about things that are definitely happening. And what is definitely happening is the dollar is losing value. I mean, it's not happening at an alarmingly fast clip at this point, and that's what you're saying, you believe might actually start happening in
critical
September.
Mass. Yeah.
But for the last, almost the last 100 years at this point, the dollar has been just devaluing and devaluing and devaluing, and that's something that you can look at. You can see the graph of the dollar losing its value by something like 96%.
I think it's 97, but okay.
I mean, it's significant.
When you're getting up that high, it is significant. I mean, Think about what a loaf of bread was 10 years ago. I think it was a dollar, and now it's two.
It's also been said that most fiat currencies last an average of 72 years. Some have gone a little longer, some go a little less. And we're definitely past that now with the dollar. Yeah. And I think the only reason why the dollar's lasted longer is it's become the world reserve currency,
right,
which most countries or empires have never had that privilege. So they've been able to string it out further and further. And it's coming to the point now where it's not really... It's not realistic to believe that it can go any further because other countries are losing their faith in it. And that's what you have to make a fiat currency work is faith.
Right. And all along this entire time, we know the dollar's been losing value, and the government seems to be pretty darn set on making it lose even more value faster. I mean, they're out there printing it out like there's no tomorrow. And certainly the Bush administration was doing this, so I don't want to make it sound like it's Obama, just Obama. It's been going on for a long time.
And they hand most of it out to their friends.
Right, military contracts and things like that. And so they're spending billions of dollars to bail out the car companies. They're spending billions to bail out their buddies in the banking industry. And it's all the trillions in the war. I mean, this is money that comes from somewhere. And it's not just people paying taxes. It's not just the IRS. There's a significant amount of it that's just coming from the printing press. Incrementing numbers in a bank account somewhere, which that's inflation and that steals value from you and I. And so what you're saying is, Wayne, that's coming to a head.
Some people contend that, in fact, the amount that the IRS collects is really just the amount that's used to pay the interest on the loan that the United States government gets for this fiat currency from the Federal Reserve.
That's right, because every dollar that's in existence right now has been borrowed. And actually,
debt note.
Yeah, and it's mathematically impossible to pay it all up because you'd have to basically create even more fiat money in order to pay it off plus interest. So it's basically mathematically impossible to pay it off and have any money left.
It's an insane system. I mean, it's a system that was designed from, it seems, day one to just simply extract wealth from the many to the few.
Right, it's pillage.
That's what this whole system is all about. When the government says, we need money for X. They go to the Federal Reserve. They sell the, what's it, bonds, it's treasury bonds?
Treasuries, yeah.
Bills, there's all kinds of treasury notes.
Instruments.
It's basically a promise to pay back against the money that they get from the Federal Reserve. They then take that money and they spend it on those contracts we were talking about. They spend it on bailing out their buddies.
Well, we forgot a step there.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve writes out a check to them as a loan, but the checkbook is not backed by anything. They just write up a check, just like if you were to make your own checkbook.
They just print it out.
They just print out the checkbook, say, here.
And then they get to charge interest on that.
So
the Federal Reserve, you know, increments some numbers in a database somewhere and says, okay, now you can have this new money. And it is new money in that it wasn't there before. New evidence of debt, that's what the money system is in this country. But it's not new value. It's not like they can just create value out of thin air and add that into the economy. The value is created by people doing business in the marketplace, transacting services and products and tit for tat.
And that's
win-win.
Evidenced by the fact that you now have to trade more Federal Reserve notes for the same loaf of bread, just like I told you before. And it's gone down steadily in the 97 years or whatever it is that the Federal Reserve, 1913, it's pretty close to that, 96 years, that the Federal Reserve has been around.
Have you noticed that the loaves of bread look smaller in the supermarkets now?
No,
that's usually the first step. They get a little smaller for the same price.
Yes. This is something I've observed for a long time.
This is something that Ian would observe.
I'm a bit of a frugal guy when it comes to shopping. And what I noticed recently on is yogurts. They used to be 8 ounces, now they're 6. And
it used to be that name brand yogurts were 8 ounces.
All of them were.
And then they went down to 6. And then the store brands were 8 ounces, and then they went down to six.
So it allows them to sell less for the same amount of money. Otherwise, they'd have to raise their price. But eventually, they can only cut so far. And so at that point, then they have to raise the price, but at that point they can also add some ounces back in and act like we've increased our quantity by 25%.
Yep.
And it's amazing marketing, and I wonder how many people don't realize it's happening to them. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you. At listen.freetalklive.com, that's listen.freetalklive.com. I want to get to these calls here, Wayne, but since we're talking about about the dismal state of the U.S. dollar, and it was planned like that. And you had suggested that there may be some worsening, significant worsening happening in September. There are a handful of indicators that suggest that. I don't want to get anybody all too riled up about it. And what would you suggest that people do? This is something that we're probably going to face here at some point in the future. How long the government can finagle their way out of these consequences that are bound to come, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's really just a question of when, not if. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah, because their bag of tricks is almost out now. And my whole
print
objective...
more seems to be the trick, although they've got a few other things that they can do in the background to kind of lessen the...
Yeah, and they've done a lot of clever things to keep it going this long. My point of bringing this up is not to scare people, not to instill fear in people, but, you know, people, sometimes there's information out there that might even be designed to make you fearful, and the thing to do is to choose not to be fearful and to prepare and to take whatever comes at you on a moment-to-moment and a day-to-day basis. That's all you can do. Some are saying that it'll be October, November, December, around that time frame when we have the collapse or the devaluation of the dollar. Others are saying it could happen as early as September. I don't know what the answer to that is, but mentally, physically, in every way, we just have to be ready in case that does happen.
So what'll happen, I guess people with debts will actually be in pretty good shape, won't they? If you've got a home loan, for instance.
Well, they can't foreclose on everybody at the same time, I suppose. And if they have a bank holiday, you wouldn't be able to pay your bills anyway.
But I mean,
if you have a fixed mortgage that, you know, if you assume...
Fixed rate.
And I can't... I mean, there's no way to guarantee that this is going to happen. But if you have a fixed rate mortgage and the money begins inflating, you know, they begin inflating the money, and therefore the value of it goes down, you'll at some point or another be earning more dollars number-wise, but they won't be able to raise the amount that you have to pay on your mortgage, so therefore that would be an advantageous situation. However, credit cards and the adjustable rate mortgages and
so
all
they
these
can
other
adjust
things,
your credit card rate.
They sure they can.
Okay. I mean, I've never actually made a late payment, so I don't know these things.
It's very difficult to say what could happen if there's a collapse of the dollar. You have to look to other countries where it's happened, like Argentina, like Brazil, like Russia, or Soviet Union at the time. And it's a little bit different in every case, but the point is you might want to have a little extra money around. You want to have some assets that are worth something regardless of what the dollar's worth.
Something like silver or gold, perhaps?
Toilet paper, things that you might not be able to get for a few weeks or a few months, too. You know, it wouldn't hurt to have certain things around the house that could be traded for other things of value.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
It's never a bad idea to have a little canned food, backed up, but... You know, and as a matter of fact, the Mormons, this is a sort of a tenet of their religion, is to have...
Preparedness.
Yeah, preparedness. And you know, canned food will last for 10 years, so it's not like you're not going to...
Probably will last
stuff.
Longer than that. It has expiration dates on it, but if it hasn't been...
If you're hungry,
punctured, yeah, if it hasn't been punctured or ruptured in some way, you're probably safe.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's almost inevitable, and I think you would agree, looking at what's happening, that we are going to at some point face a very painful adjustment economically in this country. And when we do, you have to deal with what you're given, and you have to try to band with your neighbors and help each other out however you can, and form self-organizing collectives, if you will, to basically maybe somebody's good at one thing, somebody's good at another, and try to find people who complement your strengths and your weaknesses.
Let's go to your calls about what you want. Scott is in Wisconsin, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott in Wisconsin.
I just wanted to tell Wayne it's good to see that he's woke up.
Sleeping, Wayne?
Well, with the economy and that... Has Wayne ever heard of Gerald Celente?
Oh, yes.
He's a whole of the Trends Group.
Yep.
He was saying that this Christmas time we'll be handing presents out man-made. But I just wanted to understand that. See, in the old days with the Romans, we were talking the monetary system. And it was 2-1 with the gold in the bank. And, of course, over when these bankers got the idea of giving these loans out, if you're not a wealthy millionaire, you're in debt. And then they decided, well, let's put interest on it. And so what's happening is that monetary system, with, like you said, backing with gold or silver, that's legit, the principal on the other side is just keeps deflating up, along with the house foreclosures, the businesses that go bankrupt. It just keeps going up to what Eon was saying earlier, that when you can't pay your interest on your loans anymore, you're pretty well cooked.
You could see a lot of people who lose their homes, and you could start to see a lot of homeless people wandering the highways in their cars.
Oh, don't worry, Wayne. Government's going to step in and help them save their homes. What I
the
read
government
recently,
can only has as much money as they can extract from the people. And
well, that's true.
If the government has allowed its banker friends to extract all the wealth from the people, or at least a good majority of the wealth from the people, then there's nothing left to extract.
Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. I thought that there was a program they were working on. Maybe I'm not sure where they're at with this, but they are planning on basically taking over ownership of people's homes. So, for instance, if you are somebody who is falling behind on your mortgage payments, you could apply to this particular government program. Maybe they would not. Maybe you wouldn't even have to apply. Maybe they'll just pick people and go after them. I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But presumably, you might apply and say, "Oh, I'm having trouble making my payments. Come help." And they're going to come in with other people's money. They're going to take that home from whoever it is that owns it, basically.
Whatever bank.
They're going to buy that out for whoever. I don't know how much it'll cost them. They're going to buy it out, and then the government's going to operate that particular home. The government will then rent you the home that you owned at one time. So you'll be able to stay in your home.
Okay, but what's stopping them from coming to you in 2 or 3 years and saying, comrade, we're going to move you over to this little crappy place now because a member of the totalitarian party wants to live in your house.
Yeah, well, then nothing at all. It's their home.
Yeah, it's their
the
house.
Government would own it at that point. But the tantalizing factor would be that the family would get to stay in their own home. That's the sales pitch, right?
Something for nothing sales pitch.
Yeah, just let us take over. We'll be your landlord, and then we'll cut you in here about a little bit less than you were paying on the mortgage, and you can just pay that to us now. And we'll own you that much more. We'll run the company that you work for, if it's a bank or a car company. Who knows what's coming next?
We'll tell how much they can pay you.
Yep, and we'll be running your home now as well. So you just do as we say, and everything will be fine, citizen. It's kind of spooky.
That's the direction we're moving in, unless people start to say, no, I'm not doing that. And if enough people do that, then they'll back off. But that's the direction we're moving into.
It's going to be very difficult for Americans to say no to the sexy sales pitch of, hey, we'll take care of you.
Everything free in America.
Just give up your rights. That's all you have to do. Sign here, give up your rights, and you can become a serf too. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue taking your calls. And by the way, on the website, we do have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video proving that they listen to the show. See what I mean? By going over to shrine.freetalklive.com and head over to audible.com to enjoy yourself some free spoken audio entertainment. I mean audiobooks. Over 60,000 titles from which to choose. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. And every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get signed up to get your free audiobook. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Right to your phone calls we go. To Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Dave?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. This is Dave in Las Vegas, actually, and I'm not in New York. But,
sorry about that. My bad.
That's cool. First off, I just wanted to say while I was on hold, I just solved my Rubik's Cube, so yay for that.
Wow, that's awesome. I can't say I've ever done that in my whole life. Mark, Wayne, have you guys ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
No, I'm just sitting here being glad that the feds that are monitoring the program know exactly where Dave is now.
So, Wayne ever beat the Rubik's Cube back in the 80s?
Back in the 80s, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, Mark, you didn't get one for while you were in jail.
Yes,
I mean, that
yes,
was...
I did. It's all. They wouldn't give you a Rubik's Cube in jail, however.
You can't get a Rubik's Cube in jail?
No, sorry,
what
man.
A
it's prison. They don't want you to have cable TV. They don't want you to have weights. They don't want you to have Rubik's Cubes.
I thought they get TV in prison.
They have. They turned it into a... they get, like, educational stuff.
I see. All right, so, Dave, go ahead.
Okay, so... so many things I could talk about, but...
Pick one.
A while ago, I was... reading around. I think it was on the Freaking blog or somewhere. I read somewhere that Ivy was in jail or something like that.
Ivy is the lady who was helping our buddy Sam Dodson out as he was in jail for 58 days. She was representing him out on the outside. She's not a lawyer. She is somebody who's just very interested in kind of the legal issues, and so she's self-educated on that and was very helpful. And, yes, she was arrested right before Sam was released. In fact, the judge said that the reason he was releasing Sam was because his lawyer was arrested, so it may have actually been part of the reason, or it certainly was the excuse that he used to let Sam out. And Ivy was arrested and charged with some sort of welfare fraud charges down in Rhode Island. I can't say I know exactly what the charges are. It's my understanding that she was let out and there is a trial scheduled. So I'm not sure as to what the current status of that is. I believe we're still awaiting the trial date. And I don't know much about the allegations either, but If she was actually embezzling money from a private person, that would, I think, be criminal. But if she was doing it from the state, I don't know how I feel about that.
Is anybody familiar with Rhode Island? I don't see how they could go after little old Ivy for some little infraction there with all the money they steal at the state level.
Person for person, it's the most corrupt state in the nation. Mm. I mean, it's certainly Louisiana and Illinois give it a run for the money, but... Rhode Island is the only state that was excluded from the Free State Project because it is so far gone.
So she hasn't been proven guilty, and even if the state does find her guilty, I don't think that will taint my view of her. She's somebody who is very interested in freedom and is a liberty-oriented lady, and if something she did in the past, I don't think necessarily should reflect on who she is today and who she's become.
Yeah, I was just curious. I had read something brief about it, and I didn't hear anything, so I was...
There you go.
Another quick thing. I saw an article on Yahoo that rated Manchester, New Hampshire, as the best cheap city in the country to live in.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's great news. Good for the Manchester people. It's not like they had a tough time recruiting folks over there anyway. Obviously, we're talking here about the Free State
the best
Project.
What city?
Cheapest.
Cheapest?
Cheapest city in America.
Yeah, the best cheap city to live in.
I don't know if that means it's the cheapest, but it sounds like it might be the cheapest.
Yeah,
the best cheap city? I guess that's not really the cheapest. It's the city that a city that's cheap that they consider the best. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all focusing on one place, and that is New Hampshire. And obviously within New Hampshire, the different people in the different areas are, I guess, to some extent competing to get new movers. I think most people, when they move somewhere, are probably moving based on a job. They hopefully we'll get a job before they move.
Jobs or internet boyfriends, girlfriends, moving for a significant other, kind of thing. Moving to be near family of a spouse or loved one.
But for those that don't necessarily have work lined up and are just looking to move somewhere, there are those of us who would like to recruit them. And, of course, Manchester being the largest area in the state, 100,000 people live in the city of Manchester. And, of course, there are more surrounding the city limits. Is much larger than our very own Keene, New Hampshire, where we produce this radio program with 25,000. So it's not as easy to compete from that particular viewpoint. But I've had people tell me that they don't really think Manchester is that great of a city as far as its amenities. Like, not a lot is open late. You'd think that that it would be. I don't know how much better Keene, New Hampshire is compared to Manchester, but...
I can tell you nothing's open late in Keene.
I don't know if that's true. We have bars here.
Bars.
And there's a Wendy's that's open pretty late, and there's a pizza shop that's open to 4 a.m. Anyway, it's just part of the whole competition thing, and good for Manchester. Good for them winning that. I think Keene was the third... least likely to suffer from a recession, the third mid-sized city or whatever, or small city that was least likely to suffer from the repression. So we've got our own numbers and statistics out here.
There are a lot of people come up here who are IT people, too, and that area has some advantages if you're an IT person because you're in that Boston tech corridor area.
I agree. I think Manchester is a fine place for new movers to alight in and then spread out and kind of tour the rest of the state and see what they think of the rest of New Hampshire. It's easy to get a place in Manchester. There's a lot of options there from my understanding, and you can just kind of come into one of these Porcupine Manors, as they call them. Portmanor.com is the website. That's pork with a C, PORCmanor.com, and that lists some of the properties that are available. You can usually pick up a room for a few hundred bucks and get your start there. Yeah, get your start there. Good starting point, Manchester. 800-259-9231 is our number, and we'll go to Alex in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling to actually recommend some stuff from actually Gardner Goldsmith over at Liberty Conspiracy. I'm going to school for nursing, so everything going on with this whole healthcare and possibly making it the government-run healthcare is obviously something that I'm paying attention to, and Gard's just been doing a really great job of explaining it and, like, debunking some of the major arguments that people are saying. Like, he explains really well how a right is actually something that's intrinsic and isn't something that can be given to you by the government. It's something that you innately have, so...
Yeah, a lot of people believe the reverse. A lot of people believe that, and maybe they don't believe it, but they're just spouting it because they've been told it so many times. But they believe that the government gives rights. The Constitution gave me the right to bear arms. No, no. No, what the Constitution did was supposedly outlined a set of rules that the government was supposed to follow. So the Bill of Rights is the Constitution saying, okay, now you government people, you're not supposed to violate these things.
Right.
They're
negative rights, not positive rights. A positive right would be we have a right to free education and health care. But the problem with positive rights is they require the government to steal or take from other people in order to give you that right. And this whole idea of they call a single-payer health system. It's not single-payer. 300 million people are paying for somebody's health care. That's not single-payer. That's inherently dishonest, and it's just a way to try to sell it to the public.
So you're saying that Gardner Goldsmith has been covering this in-depth at libertyconspiracy.com. Of course, we are big fans of Gardner Goldsmith here on this show, so highly recommend that recommendation.
Big time.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Alex?
Yeah, there's just one other example I wanted to give that he made that really helped me a lot, and that was to explain how people were complaining about not being given insurance because of a pre-existing condition. He used the analogy, you're not going to be given home insurance if your house is burning down because that's a pre-existing condition. It's something you get preventatively and something that may happen in the future.
Yeah, but that's a very strong point from the government as far as persuading people. You're absolutely right, of course. And let's touch a little bit more on what the government's plan is here and there and how it is they're selling it to people in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. So I said we were going to just kind of expound a little bit on the government's plot to take over the government health care, or to take over the health care system. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Right, because they're already half involved in it now.
More than half, slightly more than half of every dollar spent in the healthcare system is spent by some government, whether it's federal, local, or state. It's a government-spent dollar. And so they're looking at increasing the amount of control they have. Not quite to 100%. They want to basically set up the pins so that the marketplace will be crushed eventually by the unfair competition of the government insurance company they're looking to create. So what's likely going to occur if this all rolls forward, and I think the headlines are saying it's not going to be October until they vote on this. I'm not paying close attention to all the political details. But from what I've from what I understand, and I'm sure Gardner Goldsmith has a real wrap around this one, but from what I understand, they're going to create a government insurance program, which will force, and they will force all Americans to have insurance. So whether you get the insurance from the government program or from a private insurer, that's not the issue. The issue is they want you to have insurance and are willing to jack money from your paycheck and force you to have insurance, whether you want any of those programs or not.
And they claim they're just going to be competing against private companies, but you can't really compete against private companies when you have an unlimited amount of funny money you can create.
Exactly.
And you can put them all out of business within a year or two.
That is the plan, isn't it, Wayne? The plan is to enter the marketplace with a government-run, subsidized company that can undercut all of the costs for whatever the other insurance companies are charging. Government can charge less because they can take money from somewhere else, and the Federal Reserve, perhaps.
Or print it.
Print it out.
And not to mention that they put the guidelines on the other companies, which then they don't have to abide by themselves.
Right.
So they can regulate the crap out of the competition and provide the low-end insurance until it just reaches up, up, up. I mean, what was the point of a public school? Well, to make sure that all the kids, the poor ones especially, got education. Well, you can't tell me that public education is to educate poor people now. Public education is to educate everyone. They have basically driven out of the marketplace everybody but the very rich. You can expect that, or the extraordinarily motivated. And you can expect that to be the case with government health care. Is the same at what is in Florida. They just recently got an insurance program there for homeowners because they were having trouble finding insurance because it was hard because they had hurricanes and stuff. Well, now State Farm is getting out of the home insurance business there in Florida because it's just too difficult.
I don't think the insurance business is anything to write home about. And I think that most of the reason for that is because of government's involvement in healthcare in the first place. I know that John Stossel has pointed out on his television programming that in the absence of even the insurance companies, what we might have is, well, maybe some very catastrophic kind of care insurance, and the rest of it would be just stuff priced in the marketplace to compete with others. And people would go in and they'd ask for prices from their doctor, and they'd call around to a couple other places and see what the prices are, and then use their savings to purchase the average healthcare kind of things that they need, checkups and things like that. Whereas if there was some sort of traumatic thing, then you could have insurance to cover something like that, which would be, I think, a much more viable case, because then you've got more competition as far as prices and things like that. And of course, in the absence of governmental regulation of the health insurance or the health business period, you'd see prices coming down, you'd see more innovation, you'd see more people entering the marketplace to compete. And what you're going to see now, because government is taking more and more control, is more doctors just thrown in the towel. They're going to say they've had enough, they're not going to deal with the paperwork anymore, they've got enough money to retire, they're going to just get the hell out. Mm-hmm. And fewer people will be applying to become doctors because they don't want to deal with the socialist situation. They don't want to have to handle the extra paperwork that's going to happen.
Or they're going to be like in Canada, where they're going to give up their family practices and they're going to go to these walk-in clinics where they can see a patient for 3 minutes and get the same amount as a family practitioner who would spend a half hour with you, talking with you, getting to know you, and understanding what your needs are. And that's what happened up in Canada. It was actually more beneficial financially for doctors to give up their practices and do this. But the thing I resent the most about this whole proposal is we've been presented with this contrived dialectical argument that you either have to have government health care or you have to have this free market capitalist system that's out of control, which isn't the case
which
at all.
Which they're saying is what we have now. They're saying
exactly.
It's a free market now.
And it's not. It's far from a free market. It's a cartelized, semi-socialist market.
It's the old boy system.
Right. It's not. It's not a free market system, because if it were a free market system, costs would plunge.
But now they're going to. Now here's what's going to happen: is they're going to cannibalize the good old boys. It's to the point where the good old boys have had their run, and now they're going to run. They're going to create this government program that's going to undercut all the competition in the marketplace. Eventually, people are going to filter over because the government program is going to be cheaper. Why not go over there? So they'll go there, and the other companies will start losing more business. Plus, they've got these mandates that they're going to put in on the other companies to make it even more difficult. It would be bad enough if they just entered the marketplace with a government corporation offering health insurance. If that's all they did, that would be bad enough. But they're doing more. Old Barack Obama sent me another email today. Can you believe this? He's just such a nice guy. I never got emails from the last president. He says, "Dear friend, if you're like most Americans, there's nothing more important to you about health care than peace of mind. Given the status quo, that's understandable."
You know, it's kind of funny that instead of calling you Ian, he knows that you're a Quaker, so he addresses you as a member of the Society of Friends. Dear friend.
"The current system often denies insurance due to pre-existing conditions, charges steep out-of-pocket fees, and sometimes isn't there at all if you become seriously ill. It's time to fix our unsustainable insurance system and create a new foundation for healthcare security. That means guaranteeing your healthcare security and stability with 8 basic consumer protections. No discrimination for pre-existing conditions." That's one right there. And I don't even have to go to the other 7. That one right there is going to dramatically increase costs for these insurance companies. If you come to the health insurance company with stage 7 cancer or whatever, and you say, "Sign me up," then they're going to have to pay for all of your all of the stuff that you go through.
Sure.
That's going to dramatically increase their costs. And unlike the government, they just can't print out the money to run their business, so they have to increase the premiums that their customers are paying.
You know it's a full court press when they send Ian an email. But, you know, the fact that they're saying that they're probably going to not vote this until October, I would watch that closely because...
I think they might sneak it in?
Yeah, they could sneak it in. Maybe they want the public to kind of back off a little bit so they can take the heat off the existing congressman who might be... Mm-hmm. Because it's been overwhelming. They're saying the switchboards have been lighting up and they've been crashing email servers and everything because
wow.
people are so upset about these proposals. And some of the provisions in these things they've read off are really scary. I mean, have you really looked at some of the details of this so far?
We've kind of touched. This has been a summary of everything that I know. I mean, maybe there's something I'm leaving out, but what did you want to share?
Well, I don't have them in front of me, but there was a list of things actually in the bill, at least previous versions of it anyway, that were really totalitarian and unacceptable completely. And if the public really saw all of them, they'd probably do more than just crash email servers.
Well, that's probably going to, yeah, and I imagine more of that's going to come down. I would like to know exactly what you're talking about. Because eventually we know what happens in other countries that have socialized medicine, and that is that they get very, very meddlesome and micromanaging of your healthcare life. Yep. So, yeah, you get free healthcare so long as you qualify by our standards of what healthy is. So long as you're eating right,
right
by the government standards, so long as you're not smoking, you're not drinking, you're not doing eating fast food, you're not doing the... I'm not saying they're going to jump all right in all at once on all of those things, but there's
but
a very good
chance.
But
you can believe
chance.
That if it financially incentivizes the government to tell you that you've got to do 10 jumping jacks every morning, and you're not allowed to, and you're not allowed to eat red meat, and you're not allowed to have candy bars, you're not allowed
yeah.
to smoke, you're not allowed to do whatever, they're going to do that. Why wouldn't they do it? They're already running down the path of cigarettes and
right.
Trans fats. I mean, why wouldn't they do it? Now, I'd like to address the situation of no pre-existing conditions. you know, that's not going to
no
be
discrimination
an issue.
For pre-existing.
Now think about now these are obviously these are the pariahs of the insurance world. These are the people that the insurance companies don't want. You obviously don't want the people with pre-existing conditions. Who are the pariahs of the educational world? Because I think you can really draw a lot of parallels between education and insurance because the government is fully in the educational system. It's almost got a monopoly. You have to monopoly fund it just mm-hmm. as you would this system. And just about everybody uses it, just like it's going to be with this system.
Well, special ed kids?
The special ed kids are the pariahs. These are the ones that cost 10 times what the average
in the
kid,
government system, it costs 10 times as much.
But you don't know because nobody sends a special ed kid to the private system.
Yeah. We don't know what competition can bring
so that. And who gets the worst education, a public school student or a private school student?
Public school.
So the special ed kids get the crappy service.
All right. There's more coming up here. Your thoughts on the healthcare issue or anything you want. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.